Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 69. Tonight, lows level off around 44. Mainly clear tomorrow, highs level off around 79. Partly cloudy and dry Sunday and Monday, low 80s, Sunday, mid 60s by Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the Kansas State Legislature went into their final days of the legislative session for 2025 in their veto override session, Kansas House Democrats held a press conference primarily talking about their frustrations when it comes to education funding in the state and what they say are cuts to public education, as they want to try to reinstate many of the funding extensions as part of the liquidation period of the Education Stabilization Fund.
When I say that we need to be accountable, I mean all these things. We want our children to be ready, and it's our task, our job, to make sure that teachers have the tools they need, and this is a major tool that's needed.
That audio from WIBW News, Randy Watson, the public education superintendent, goes on to talk about the frustration as well, about the uncertainty of certain program funding.
Every day there could be changes, so it's really hard to keep up on what happened this day may not be the same as what happened in terms of guidance in second or third day.
Mid-American Network News.
Spring is in the air, and that means it's time for a fresh start at Midwest Kia. Is your old ride cluttering up the driveway? Trade it in today and get up to $5,000 over MMR value. Need a fresh financial start? Drive home a brand new Kia with rates as low as 0% for 72 months. Or clean up with massive savings. Lease rebates up to $19,000. Don't forget, every new Kia comes with industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Spring cleaning has never felt this good, and these deals won't last forever. Hurry into Midwest Kia, where we make car buying simple, transparent, and fast. And we are always singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Trade-in value based on condition and market availability using Manheim Market Report. 0% APR for 72 months on select models. Lease rebates vary by model. See dealer for details.
Kansas officials say they are concerned about a potential program cut after federal funds may be paused coming from the Department of Health and Human Services. As KSNT News reports, that the Kansas's Low Income Energy Assistance Program, also known as the LEAP program, could have an impact on lower income individuals across the state after the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services had ended up firing many individuals that were working on the LEAP program at the federal level. In a statement, the company of Evergy had said, quote, the Low Income Energy Assistance Program is an important program that assists some of our community's most vulnerable residents. Last year alone, Evergy's customer outreach teams worked face-to-face with nearly 70,000 customers to help them secure assistance for their utilities. Kansas has program funds that have already been received and are available to distribute to quality customers. The state's application window ended on March 31st. The company went on to say they are working with the National Trade Association and waiting to see how the program may evolve at the federal level. Mid-America Network News.
Ever wonder about the true cost of replacing your home and all its contents? Concerned about liability if someone gets injured on your property? It's time to address these crucial questions. At Blue Valley Insurance, we specialize in home protection. From theft and vandalism to fire and storms, we've got your back. Let's craft a personalized plan tailored to your unique needs. Visit us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A statewide audit on a nonprofit organization that's set to serve Nebraskans with disabilities has come back with what they say is some, quote, disturbing information after they've seen multiple different spendings that included plane tickets for romantic partners and other, quote, suspected improprieties that have turned up in the audit. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say the new audit probe of the Nebraska Statewide Independent Living Council showed some malfeasance by former executive director Don Dew, along with the council's former treasurer, that insisted the spending was board approved. The board of other committee is authorized for 15 different voting members and 5 non-voting members that represent various state agencies and service providers, according to the audit report. With the council having two regularly voting board members, with a third of it using under certain circumstances, and 10 non-voting members, mostly representing independent living organizations around the state. The investigation on the situation is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Spring showers bring huge savings at Rusty and Ford. The deals are pouring in. Take advantage of employee pricing. You pay what we pay on all 2024 and most 2025 vehicles. Yep, you heard it right. You pay what we pay. That means discounts as high as $14,000. Wash away high payments and soak up these deals while they last with this special from Ford. From America, for America. Employee pricing across our lineup of trucks and SUVs. Your dream vehicle is waiting at Rusty Egg Ford. But just like a spring storm, these deals won't last long.
You don't want to miss these savings, Ford. Come see us at Rusty Egg Ford, where the deals are absolutely unbeatable.
Visit Rusty Egg Ford or online at RustyEggFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock number 214-907, 66,040, MSRP, 52,047. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Around 20 volunteers with the Blue Rapids Community Action Team Thursday installed new playground equipment in the park beside the pool, adding the structure to other recent and planned park improvements. Completion is expected in the next week. Grant funding initiated through the local Masonic Lodge and local funds were used. River Valley Extension District Community Coffee Series continues Saturday at Hanover. Join the community conversation with coffee and donuts Saturday 8 to 9 a.m. at the Kloppenberg Center in Hanover. A Trail Life event will involve upwards of 100 young men and adults, some from Kansas City, Wichita, and Omaha areas this weekend, with coordination of the Central Branch Railroad of Waterville and the historic Union Pacific Depot at Marysville. The group will perform merit badge work and will camp overnight Friday and Saturday at the historic depot in Marysville. 65th Annual Quality Beef Day is Saturday at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Check in 7 to 8:30 a.m. The show starts at 9 with a judging contest featuring bulls, market beef, breeding heifers, and showmanship. Entry fee is $30. Marysville Area Community Theater will present a comedy, Aprons, this weekend in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Friday and Saturday evening performances at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host a senior Saturday event, 8 to 10 a.m., with a sentimental journey theme, remembering high school proms of the past. The display is open to the public. Complimentary breakfast served for those age 60 and older, Saturday from 8 to 10 a.m. at the Arts Center in Marysville. Saturday evening, Marysville High School prom is planned. Promenade on Broadway at 7th Street at 5:30, with the prom walk downtown at 6. Easter egg hunt is Saturday in Marysville at City Park. Over 10,000 eggs for kids up to age 12. The hunt begins at 1. Free Easter movies, The King of Kings, Snow White, and a Minecraft movie will show free Saturday at 2 and 4 p.m. at the Astro Theater. Lynn Community will host an Easter egg hunt Saturday, 10 a.m. in the City Park as well. Marysville High School will host girls and boys all-star basketball game Saturday afternoon featuring standouts from the North Central Kansas League versus the Big East League. Girls tip at 2, boys at 4 in the Activity Center at MHS. Public is encouraged to attend. Coaches Scott Brown and Ben Wartenberger are among organizers.
You know, Coach Wart and I, this isn't just me. I mean, this is very much... just as much Coach Ward, if not more. We coach junior high track together, and, you know, there's a lot of long bus rides together, and we get to talking, and we just came up with this idea, and we thought it'd be a lot of fun. He and I played in all-star basketball games when we were in high school, and we just thought it'd be a cool idea. There's a close connection between the two leagues. A lot of our schools and our league play schools in their league and vice versa, and you compete against the kids in your league, you know, your whole life, and then now you got an opportunity to play with those kids and maybe create some friendships now that you're done competing against each other.
Scott Brown will talk more about the event as a guest on our public affairs program. Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on Key and EY.
Well, recognize the best players in both leagues. We have Coach Wirt grew up in the Bethesda, so there's a connection to the other league, and we play a lot of schools from that league. And then, you know, we both coach in the NCKL, and we're also raising money for a local boy, Emmett Booty, who's fighting cancer. Just hope a lot of the community comes out and supports the supports Emmett and his family as they battle cancer. I know my parents, growing up, had a son that lost his life at 4 years old from cancer, and I know that kids with cancer has always been something that's very, you know, very, very touching to me. And I just hope, you know, when someone like that is in need, that we all help each other out, and that's what you're supposed to do in small communities, is help each other out. And we can recognize some great players. There's quite a few Marysville kids playing. We can recognize them for their accomplishments and at the same time, help a family in need.
Merlin M. Meyer, age 86, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Friday from 1 until 8. Family, great friends, Friday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Merlin Meyer. Graveside service for Stephen J. Dowdy, age 64, who passed away February 22nd, is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Mission Covenant Church southwest of Axtell. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Steve Dowdy. Phyllis D. Libby of Marysville passed away March 1st. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, with a visitation Saturday, 1 to 5, at Kinsley's of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Libby. Galen L. Walters, age 81, of Marysville, formerly of Beatty, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m., at the United Methodist Church in Beatty. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 8. Family, great friends, Sunday from 4 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Galen Walters. Dennis E. Hample, age 79, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Memorial service is planned May 3rd, 11 a.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. Graveside service, Fancy Creek Randolph Cemetery. Visitation May 2nd. 6 until 8 p.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dennis Hample.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
City of Marysville Water Department will repair a meter pit at 502 Walnut Street Friday. Water may be shut off several hours beginning around 9 a.m. in the neighborhood of 502 Walnut in Marysville. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, fish sticks, tater tots, peas, and cinnamon applesauce. Monday's menu, chicken strips, a biscuit, sweet potatoes, broccoli, and applesauce.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. More sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Some rain showers possible into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s, and some rain may linger early Monday, sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, then mostly clear skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. A slight chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Then rain showers may linger throughout Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still a slight chance for some rain showers on a Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April 65, record high on this date 92. The average low 41, the record low 23. Sunset this evening 8 p.m., sunrise in the morning at 6:56.
Good morning, this is Chris Lewis. Day one Thursday at Augusta, the 89th Masters. Justin Rose sits atop the leaderboard, 7 under, fifth lead or co-lead through 18 holes in his Masters career. He passes Jack Nicklaus for the most in tournament history. How about Scottie Scheffler? He's at 4 under, the third bogey-free major round. Also did it in the opening rounds of the 2024 Masters and the 2023 PGA. Rory McIlroy, he's even, bogey-free, 4 under through 14, then went 4 over in the final 4 holes with 2 double bogeys. Masters coverage continues on ESPN on Friday. To the NBA, fascinating matchup between the Timberwolves and Grizzlies, separated by just 1 game in the standings. It was all Anthony Edwards.
Jackson, the push shot, missed, got his own rebound, missed a second time, and Edwards comes away with the rebound. The fans thought he was fouled that time. 2 minutes to go. Edwards pulls from three, hits again. Anthony Edwards, red hot, 44 points tonight here in Memphis.
He finished with 44 that game on ESPN Radio. Timberwolves 141, Grizzlies 125. So the Warriors, Grizzlies, Timberwolves, all with the same record, 6th through 8th in the Western Conference at 47-33. Right now the Warriors hold a tiebreaker due to the cumulative head-to-head record. Pistons upend the Knicks 115-106. So the Pistons get 44 wins. Meanwhile, walk-off fashion in Major League Baseball with the Braves. They outlasting a rain delay and the Phillies by the final of 4-2. A Marcelo Zuna walk-off home run, the difference.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Wednesday stock surge, nothing more than a memory, as the euphoria from President Trump's tariff suspension has given way to the reality of a still complicated trade picture. The Dow down more than 2%, the NASDAQ and S&P both down more than 3%. These trade tensions focus on the U.S. and China, and the White House says the combined amount of tariffs on China now equal 145%. Meanwhile, China's National Film Administration says it will reduce the number of American films allowed to be shown in China. In the U.S., inflation cooled in March. Lower energy costs lowered the inflation rate to just 2.4%. That's better than expected, but comes with the caveat that the numbers did not include the tariff impact. Two of Italy's iconic fashion houses are going under one roof. Prada is buying Versace for nearly $1.4 billion from American holding company Capri. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, what's the latest?
Consumers are buying more meat than ever. In 2024, meat sales hit a record, friends. Not only in dollars, but the pounds sold increased 2.3%. And that all according to the 20th annual Power of Meat report released at the annual meat conference by the Meat Institute and the FMI, that's the Food Industry Association. Most Americans are so confident in meat as a nutrient powerhouse. No surprise, people are buying more meat than ever. Sales and purchase dynamics data provided by a company for the past 52 weeks shows that consumers on average purchase meat more than once per week, keeps meat as the largest fresh department in grocery stores. And so consequently, if they keep picking it up as they have in the past year, meat product is first class. Meanwhile, 73% of Americans view meat as an overall healthy choice. The report shows that getting enough protein is very to somewhat important to 90% of Americans, and animal proteins, including eggs at 83%, chicken 82%, beef 76%. The average American shops for meat 54 times a year, spends about $16.12 each time she makes a trip. Priorities among meat shoppers include preparing comfort meals, having quick prep options, getting creative with ingredients, and Americans prepare 4.8 dinners per week at home. 90% of those meals include meat. And as long as Americans like beef, pork, chicken, prices probably won't come down much, especially when you compare this to the number of animals out there that are being fed. Hey, thanks for joining us here on the Steckline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Multiple environmental and historical factors lead experts to believe that wheat streak mosaic virus could become prevalent in Kansas wheat fields this year. K-State Extension wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre shares when this disease reveals itself and its status this spring.
This is a disease where infection can happen anytime, but we really don't start to see symptoms until the weather warms up and we move into these green up and jointing phases of wheat development. Oftentimes, symptoms can be confused with things like nitrogen deficiency or other nutrient deficiencies. But when you get into the wheat crop, you see very classic mosaic symptoms. We've already had positive samples in several counties of Kansas. We knew last year we were coming out of a year where we had pretty bad widespread wheat streak mosaic. So we have a couple signals that suggest that this could be another bad year.
She discusses what brings wheat streak mosaic virus.
The cause is the wheat curl mite. So these are tiny, tiny mites. There's usually millions of them at the end of the wheat season, close to harvest. Their best case scenario is they'll move right into volunteer wheat that's sprouted pre-harvest, or they'll move into nearby volunteer wheat right after harvest. They'll survive there through the summer, and then they'll work their way into a fall planted crop. When we have that infection happen very early in the fall, that's when we typically see the most dramatic yield losses. When we're getting later into the season, into our later jointing or even flag leaf emergent phases, we're a little bit less worried about yield loss. But when we have those early infections, we can see pretty severe losses to this disease.
Anna Frey explains how this disease has to be managed.
All the major decisions have to happen pre-planting. So that's why we're, you know, very careful to recommend controlling your volunteer wheat after harvest. You want to control it close to harvest and keep those fields clean after harvest. And then especially within 2 weeks of planting, that's a really critical period to control volunteer wheat. There are some varieties that offer a slightly better tolerance or resistance, but there are no perfect solutions. Once we have symptoms in the spring, there's really not much we can do. So we can test and then we can make some decisions about what we want to do with the crop going forward.
That was K-State Extension wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre on how much wheat streak mosaic virus producers will potentially see this cropping season. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Organic mulch is a good choice for your planting beds, but there's one important exception you should know about. That's our topic today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 11th, the 101st day of the year. Actor Bill Irwin shares a birthday with actress Louise Lasser. When choosing a mulch for gardens and flower beds this spring, most of us will choose organic material like bark mulch, straw, or grass clippings. In addition to suppressing weeds and moisture retention, organic material also improves soil structure and drainage as it decomposes. But there are times when organic mulch should be avoided. Most are combustible, and fire can smolder unnoticed in them. In areas prone to grass fires, landscapers advise keeping it at least 5 feet from homes or wooden decks. In those areas, inorganic mulches like stone, pebbles, or tumbled grass are a safer alternative. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Steps back with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update as it was a very emotional evening last night in Dallas. We'll start on the NBA hardwood as it was the LA Lakers and the Dallas Mavericks, and Luka Doncic making his return back to Dallas as he talked about the fans.
Everybody saw me the way I reacted to the video. You know, all these fans, I really appreciate it, man. All the teammates I had, you know, everybody had my back. I'm the happy, you know, this guy, I love these fans, I love the city, but it's time to move on.
He wiped away his tears very quickly as the Lakers went on to rout the Mavericks 112-97. Other scores across the NBA included Orlando downing Boston in a surprising victory, 96-76. Philadelphia over Washington, 122-103. It was Denver downing the Kings of Sacramento, 124-116. And Houston getting bested by the LA Clippers, 134-117.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
ready for a new car? You can choose your ride this April at First Council Casino and Resort.
That's right.
Choose your ride with up to $50,000 in cash on Saturday, April 26th.
And that's not all.
We are giving away $5,000 in cash every Saturday. Earn entries with your 7 Clan Players Club card and drive away with cash in your brand new ride. More rewards, more concerts, and more fun at your home for life-changing jackpots. Come see us at 7 Clan's First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77 in Newkirk, where the winners play.
One of the biggest weekends in sports and maybe the largest for golf fans. As there's many stories, can Scottie Scheffler win for the third time in 4 years? How will LIV golfers fare? McIlroy versus Scheffler, however you square it up, today is the day where from Augusta National, the 2025 Masters will take place. Let's get back to the baseball diamond, as it was unfortunate for the Kansas City Royals yesterday. Joe Ryan pitching 7 scoreless innings as the Minnesota Twins bested the Royals 4-0. They currently are now 6-6 on the year as they remain just one game back of Detroit in the central standings. A full slate of games through the MLB also included Pittsburgh besting St. Louis 2-1 in 13 innings. It was Miami over the New York Mets 5-0. New York over Detroit 4-3, and the Texas Rangers downing Chicago 6-2. Some games now on the ice, as it took until a overtime period for the Maple Leafs of Toronto to best Tampa Bay 4-3. It was the Flyers over the Rangers 8-5. Minnesota over San Jose 8-7, and Edmonton over St. Louis 4-3. Sam Speck on the Mid-America Sports Network.
Hey, K-State fans, football season will be here before you know it, and 2025 season tickets are on sale now. Order your season tickets today and secure a seat in the Bill for all 6 home games this fall. Saturdays and Manhattan are best when spent cheering on the Cats with 50,000 members of the K-State family. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Bite Me Barbecue has more than just great barbecue. Of course, they have delicious pulled pork, brisket, sausage, burnt ends, and more, but they also feature other choices as well, with excellent food at affordable prices. Don't forget, they can bring the menu to your family gathering, special event, wedding, or business function. Check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, also online and on Facebook.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 69. Tonight, lows level off around 44. Mainly clear tomorrow, highs level off around 79. Partly cloudy and dry Sunday and Monday, low 80s, Sunday mid 60s by Monday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34 degrees.